The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well, the days and weeks are ticking down to the new season and the excitement is building. Since I last spoke to you, we've added more sponsors to the ever-increasing lists. So hello to the guys and girls of Wellwood Communications, Interlift and Action Coach. Check them all out at their websites for further information, which you can find on the Brayhead Clan website. Anyways, back to business. And if I'm talking to you, it's because there's another new signing, sealed and delivered and ready to take to the ice for Brayhead Clan in 2014-15. Neil Trim's return last week was popular among new fans, so I'm sure this will really go down very well indeed. If you've read today's edition of our media partner, The Evening Times, you'll know who I'm about to talk to. If not, here's some information on signing number 8 for the Clan. Last season, he played in 49 games, scored 3 goals and registered 11 assists, making 14 points in all. He also registered 350 penalty minutes. He's also played under coach Ryan Finnerty at Cardiff Devils and Sheffield Steelers previously, and is very much the driving force behind Hockey Players Assemble, who have raised money for various charities and good causes in recent years. Of course, I'm delighted to welcome popular defenceman Chris Frank. Chris, welcome back to Brayhead Clan. Another season waiting for you. you've had a busy summer. Yeah, you got married to your fiancée earlier in the summer. You seem settled in the UK now. So, was coming back to Brayhead always the likelier move for you?
Definitely in the UK. It was the only place I wanted to play was in Brayhead. My now wife and I had a great experience there last year, and everyone was really welcoming to us and really enjoyed the atmosphere and just the Scottish lifestyle all around.
Now, the Clan reached the playoff finals and finished in the top half of the Elite League last season. How did last season compare to other seasons you've experienced in your career?
In my professional career, it was probably one of the closer groups of guys that we had in the locker room, which I think really contributed to the success we had and helped us kind of get to the Final Four weekend when we went through spurts where it was difficult and we weren't really performing the way we wanted to and getting the results we wanted. So having that close locker room really helped out with that. So it was really enjoyable being with the guys.
Now, some new faces are coming. Joe Myers and Ben Davis are two guys you know in particular from your days down at Cardiff Devils. Can you tell us a wee bit more about these guys and what they'll bring to the locker room, for example?
They're just unbelievable. First off, they're unbelievable people and just great team guys. And, some of the nicest guys you'll meet. And you'll have a good laugh with them, work ethic-wise. It's hands down, they're some of the hardest workers I've played with before. Benny Davies is a guy who, you know, he's got a bright future in hockey, and he's a guy that I know has aspirations of making as far as he can in hockey, so expect big things from him this year. And Joey Myers, he's just the ultimate team guy and ultimate locker room guy, and I couldn't be happier to be reunited with both of them.
Good. Now, last summer you played in Australia before you arrived in Glasgow to start for Brayhead Clan. This summer's a bit different. I mentioned the fact you got married earlier in the summer. What have you been up to this summer? How have you passed the time?
Well, being a first-time dad has been pretty time-consuming. he's about 3.5 months, and I think he's probably like 8 or 9 kilograms now, so he's a handful, and it's really just been working on the wedding, mostly. Well, most of the wife's been working on that. The visa stuff for the wife to get to the States eventually, and then Jax has been a real handful, but it's been a great time so far.
Good. Now, as a player, is there always excitement, you know, for yourself when you and possibly meeting new players and getting to know them? Obviously, when the time comes when you all come together and you get ready for the new season, is that something you look forward to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the perks of the job. The industry that we're in is you get to meet so many new people and kind of get to know different personalities and have friends down the road for the rest of your life kind of thing. So especially when you know of guys or you've heard of guys that are coming to the team or you've even played with them in the past, it's always exciting when you play against somebody that you didn't particularly like on the ice but you respected and all of a sudden they're on your side. You know, it's exciting times, and based on the guys that I've heard we signed and I've heard the grapevine that we're going to sign, I think it's going to be a pretty awesome year for ourselves and the fans.
Good. Now, usually I ask players if they set any targets for this season. I'm going to change the question slightly for you here, Chris. Now, you picked up 350 penalty minutes last year. Now, I wouldn't expect you to change the way you play the game. That's obviously your own style. But 350 penalty minutes, is that a number you'd be looking to bring down next season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. My goal is to have the least amount of minors as possible. I think the minors are what really hurt the team, and I think being on the ice as much as possible and even dressed as much as possible is the ultimate goal, that so that I can contribute and help the team win games. So I mean, being out of the penalty box is ideal for myself. I don't know, hopefully I managed to do it when I was in Sheffield. Had issues when I first came over in Cardiff, and last year I don't think the Scottish side and the Stripes really particularly enjoyed some of the things that happened with myself, so hopefully we get a clean slate again.
Now, Neil Trim, who I spoke to last week, spoke warmly of the fans and obviously their reaction to you guys when you come over here. Have you got a message for the fans about you coming back in the season ahead?
Oh, yeah. Like I said before, it's going to be a great year. You're going to have an exciting team to watch every weekend. And, you know, it's after what we did last year and building on that with some of the guys returning and bringing in guys that I think are really going to help the team improve over last season. I would expect I expect nothing but silverware this year.
Now, you spearhead the Hockey Players Assemble. Have you got any ideas about what to do with that next year? What charities you're going to look to raise money for? Is that something you've already thought about?
Yeah, of course. That's always something I kind of enjoy. My wife and I enjoy doing, and I know after last season, there's a lot of guys in the locker room and a lot of supporters of the club that really came together and got the bond and got to raise money while we enjoy each other's company as well for some worthy causes. And you know, we'll definitely be looking to do the same kind of thing next season. And we're actually working on redeveloping the website so it's more user friendly and easier to access and share and generate funding through the crowdfunding platform. So, I definitely think it's going to be something that we can improve and even raise even more money than we did last year.
Good. Well, I'm sure I speak on behalf of the fans when I say welcome back, Chris. We look forward to seeing you again next season.
Yeah, thank you very much. I can't wait to get back out there.
Well, there we are. Chris Frank is signing number 8 of season 2014-15. Thank you to you all for listening. We'll be back with another episode soon revealing who the new signing will be for Brayhead Clan. Big thanks to Chris Frank as well. If you want to keep up to date with everything to do with Brayhead Clan, check us out on the website, brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and also on Twitter at Brayhead_Clan. As I said, we'll be back with you with another signing very soon. Bye for now.